Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, welcome back. 2 hours down. 2 hours to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get to the next topic, I want to know, and I'm really just saying this hypothetically, and I know this is hacky, it's cliche, it's been done a million times, but what is it about fame? We talked about this a little bit with politicians yesterday. What is it with fame that makes people so detached from reality? You know, you don't have to look any further than social media or the award shows or really, just hearing from cast members of certain shows. Now, I love sitcoms. I love comedy, right? You know how much I love stand-up comedy. I talk about it all the time. I think, you know, stand-up comedy was great when funny people used to host late-night shows. We don't have funny people hosting late-night shows, except for Gutfeld. And it's so funny when you say that. People go, oh, my gosh, that right-wing show, Gutfeld. I mean, Greg Gutfeld puts comedians on. I wouldn't call Jim Norton, again, one of my favorite comedians, I wouldn't call him a far right-wing conservative. But he's on Gutfeld regularly now, right? Same with Jim Florentine. I love comedians. And I think if you talk to a stand-up comedian who hasn't gone to Hollywood fame where they're, you know, in movies, but stand-up comedians, I think they are funny people who, you know, live in the same world you and I live in, right? I mean, they live in the real world. That's why their comedy's funny. If you go see, you know, someone at Helium, most likely you're going to crack up because it's someone that you can relate to what they're saying. But what's this point of, I don't know if it's fame, if it's money, or if it's power, but there are people who get to a certain level and they are so detached from reality. The sad thing is a lot of those people are politicians. But we idolize these people. We idolize people in Hollywood. We idolize, and don't get me wrong, you know, I love a lot of movies, right? I love a lot of music who I don't agree with one thing they say politically, right? A lot of my favorite musicians, we could never have we could if they wanted to have a civil political debate, yeah, but we don't agree on politics, which that's fine. I associate with a lot of people who don't agree with me politically. But when you hear them talk about, you know, the issues of the day, and not even the political issues of the day, you know, problems facing people, I just don't understand. Most people who are famous, most actors and actresses and musicians and politicians, at one time in their life did live in the real world. You know what I mean? Like, there was a time Howard Stern lived in the real world. But I don't know what happens. You get into this world where you just do not know what's going on. And you notice it. So I think it's very clear if you watch some of these award show pre-shows, right? Or if you read something someone says on social media. And I'm just as guilty of idolizing people who I don't think are in the real world, and then I'll continue to do so. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just don't, you know, obviously I want to be successful and rich one day, right? But I just don't know what happens, how you are just blinded You know, you hear some of these stories of people and, you know, how they got to fame and the hardships of their childhood and the struggles they went through. But then you hear them talk about today's issues and you think of, did you completely forget your entire story of how you got to be where you are? I'll never understand it. It's so clear, you know, in awards season, just how detached from reality people are. You notice, again, we talked about this yesterday with politicians. I just don't know what it is about fortune, fame, that people just, I don't know if it's fortune. I know a lot of very wealthy people. My take from them are they know what's going on. They know reality. They're in the same reality as I am. They can just afford it a little better, right? I don't know. It's just something that Josh said something off air, which I won't reference what Josh was talking about, but Josh was talking about something off air, and it just came to my mind. What's going on? What happens? Hopefully I never find out, because I like being me, I guess is a hacky way to end a hacky statement. 803-0930, star 930. All right. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. In the words of George Costanza, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I have a topic here, and don't tune off after you hear the original. There are three parts to this question, okay? The first one is very George Norrie-like, okay? It's very out there. But then there's a not-so-out-there question. So give me the satisfaction of hanging on for the entire question I'm going to pose to you. Now, I asked this on my social medias earlier today, and I want to know the answer from you at 803-0930, star 930. And listen to the question carefully. Do you believe extraterrestrial life has visited this planet? I'm not asking if you think there's life somewhere else in the universe. I think there is. But do you think they've ever visited the planet? I heard Neil deGrasse Tyson on a show yesterday talk about, you know, all these people talk about, I'm quoting him now, all these people discuss, you know, foreign extraterrestrial aliens visiting the Earth. There are billions of smartphones on this Earth with crystal clear cameras, and the only thing we have of Bigfoot or of an alien or a UFO is a grainy photo. So I want to know from you, do you actually believe that extraterrestrial life has visited the Earth at some point? 803-0930, star 930. And then here's where the question starts to come back for the rest of you. You know, speaking of having phones in our pockets and a camera in our pocket at any time, what is an event in history that you would be interested to see from the perspective of today's technology? 803-0930, star 930. And I will start with what I know to be the worst day of my life and one of the worst days in American history. And that is 9/11. And how different the perspective of 9/11 would be if we had today's technology. Videos from those inside the towers, inside, you know, video of those on the plane, right? Because we did hear of people who made phone calls from the air knowing what was going on. Well, what if they had smartphones? And what perspective we would have had? Again, maybe even more tragic than what we already have, the video we already have of 9/11. But think about the perspective we would have had with today's technology in 2001. And that's the event that I think of. What would that be like if we had social media, smartphones, on one of the worst days in American history? And then you can look back at other attacks on America, other, you know, tragic days, and the perspective of having today's technology. I mean, I'll go back to something that we are all obsessed with, but there's no one in this audience that was alive for, and that's the Titanic. What perspective would we have had on with today's technology on the Titanic? Now, there is a problem with putting the Titanic in this situation, because if we had today's technology, we easily could have communicated the Titanic's in trouble and most lives would have been saved. But let's suspend disbelief for parts of this topic. Going back in history, if we had cell phones in our pockets for certain events that we didn't, again, today's technology, what event would you like the perspective through today's technology of? 803-0930, star 930. Someone said Babe Ruth's called shot. That's a good one on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone texted in, Joe, I'm sorry, UFO, I'm turning off. The first question was really just a way to get to this question. But, you know, we have people that swear we've been visited by extraterrestrial life, right? We have a show that runs overnight that swears we have had visits from extraterrestrial life. Everyone on this earth is a camera person. Everyone's a cameraman, right? Everyone has a camera. You're telling me that no one's caught a UFO, an alien, extraterrestrial life, Bigfoot? So that's the first part, 803-0930, star 930. And then for the others out there that don't want to talk extraterrestrial life, what's an event you would like today's technology for? 803-0930, star 930. So two questions for you. Extraterrestrial life, if it's visited, if it's been here, how come no one's caught it on camera? And a texter brings up a really good point. Not only do we all have cameras on our phone, we're all cameramen and women, but we have ring doorbell alarm videos, right? We have security video that's clear as day. Well, most of it. But we've never caught any of this on video. That's my point. Again, I'm not going to say there's no other life anywhere in the universe. I just think with everything we've had for the last decade, if anyone's come to visit, we'd have it on video. And then number two, an event in the past that you would like through the perspective of today's technology. We'll start in Hamburg with Jeanette. Jeanette, what is that event?
So that event would be the JFK assassination.
I think a lot of people would like the perspective of today's technology on that tragic day.
Yeah, I think it's a very fascinating read, and it would be really interesting to get that perspective.
Yeah, for sure, Jeanette. I agree 100%. If you had, you know, again, you go back to 1962, 63, the JFK assassination, there was one camera on the president on that motorcade, right? One or two camera views. If that was with today's technology, I mean, you've seen videos of former President Trump or of President Biden going to an event. Everyone's holding their phone up, right? I mean, heck, it seems if Schumer goes to something, everyone's holding their phone up, right? If a politician's out there, people are holding their phones up. You get multiple camera angles. Talk about having a different perspective with today's technology. Let's go to Jeffrey and Kenmore. Jeffrey, you want to talk about the extraterrestrials?
That's correct, yes.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I've watched many of documentaries of ancient Egyptian the making of pyramids, that sort of thing. And it's shown pictures. And you're talking hundreds of thousands of years ago. It's shown pictures in these pyramids and on the walls of what appears to be spaceships, you know, landing, you know, back there, back then. So, I mean, it has nothing to do with phones or anything. So have they visited? Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's not coincidental.
So you think they visited, but it might not have been anytime soon or anytime recently.
I believe they come soon. I think they just think we're so underdeveloped compared to probably some of these you know, alien civilizations that they figure, well, this world will just destroy itself. We don't have to worry about it.
You know, Jeffrey, it's interesting you say that. Neil deGrasse Tyson had a very similar theory to what you said about, you know, being so much smarter. The way he says things are very intelligent sounding, and I cannot sound smart. But Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about, you know, just if they're 2% smarter, I think he said something like that, it would be, you know, just so much smarter than us, and kind of around what Jeffrey said. And wondering what you think. 803-0930, star 930. Do you believe extraterrestrial life has ever visited this Earth? If so, wouldn't have been captured on our phone and our security cameras? And speaking of those phones, speaking of the smartphones and social media and all that stuff, what event in history would you like from the perspective of today's technology? Everyone holding their phones up. One of my favorite pictures is everyone holding their phones up for someone. I don't know if it was it was during the 2016 election, so it was either for Trump or, you know, one of the candidates in 2016 during the primaries. And everyone's holding their phone up, right? Except for this one lady. She is just sitting there taking it all in. And it's just so interesting how time has changed.
It's like a few weeks ago, I think, when LeBron was going to pass the NBA scoring record, there's the picture of him shooting the shot that would beat it or match it or whatever it was, and everyone yep. in the crowd behind him has their phones up except for like two or three people.
That's right. That's right. So so think of a moment in history that could have that reaction, that perspective, that could have the people involved having the same smartphones that we have today. What moment in history would you like that perspective? 803-0930, star 930. Talking with you after the news with Tom Puckett. It's Beamer in for Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My lovely, where do you go? I wanna know.
Could I get by playing one more verse? Maybe. All right, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Throwback Thursday. I saw a video today from back in the day. It was from Radio Shack. And the spot went, you're going to lose money when you're here. They were in a mall. You're going to lose money when you're here. And he hands money to his daughters. But you don't have to lose the people that you're with. And it was for a 2-mile radius walkie-talkie to stay in touch with your loved ones. Josh, I should have asked. Can you search that on YouTube? Radio Shack walkie-talkie. It's a guy and his two daughters. And it's just like so funny, you know, talking about seeing things in the perspective of today's technology. Maybe there's just a decade you'd like to see in the perspective of today's technology. You know, like the mid-80s with smartphones. Again, we have to suspend disbelief here for this topic because obviously having the technology would change certain things, right? But let's suspend disbelief. Let's say everything's the same except you have the smartphone in your pocket. You have the camera in your pocket, the crystal clear camera in your pocket. Seeing the mid-80s in the perspective of high definition on your phone might be cool for the people who didn't live in the 80s like me, right? So that could also be a thing, maybe not just an event. Do you have this?
No, I'm not able to find that specific one, but at the end of the one I watched, it was funny because it said over 3,500 stores nationwide.
Oh, there's another one. Going back to how we started the show, Blockbuster, they got cocky. Let's be honest, they got cocky. And we're going to be around forever. No one can defeat us. Radio Shack, very much the same. And the problem was, I think out of all the electronic stores at the time, Radio Shack was the best. They might not have had the big store vibe like Circuit City or Best Buy does now, but if you had a legitimate electronic question, whoever was at Radio Shack could answer it, could get the right adapter for you, could get everything you need. And they had cool stuff, right? They had the shortwave radios. They had the cool electronic cars. I mean, you know, the control cars is what I meant to say. They had any adapter you needed for any electronic thing. Like, there's probably still stuff in this studio, Josh, that was bought at Radio Shack. I mean, they just had anything you needed at Radio Shack. All right, we'll find that spot during the break. Because I didn't think of it until you had started playing No Mercy. But we'll get to that. 803-0930, star 930. I have two questions for you. Now, one might scare a lot of people away, okay? This is why I'm coupling it with something else. So the first one is, do you believe extraterrestrial life has ever visited the planet Earth? And if so, why haven't they been caught on a cell phone, a security cam? Everything's on video, right? Almost everything's on video. You ever go to Google Maps and see the weird things they discover when they're driving the Google Maps car by? And then, speaking of smartphones, speaking of today's technology, what is an event you would like to see through today's technology? My example was one of the worst days in American history, 9/11. And the perspective if, you know, there were smartphones in the tower, on the planes. Again, tragic. Tragic day. But that is a day that I think we would see it from a whole new perspective if it was with today's technology. We brought up the Titanic. Again, you have to suspend disbelief because if we had today's technology, the Titanic, those people would have been saved. They would have had more than just fireworks to blast off the ship. And someone called in, Jeanette called in, said the JFK assassination. Could you imagine it from the perspective of today's technology? I mean, talk about all the different views you would have of it if it was like any time a president visits somewhere today. you have multiple camera angles on the motorcade. 803-0930, star 930. Let's throw this in there. Where do you think we shouldn't have smartphones? Where do you think, you know, at concerts now, there's a lot of artists that, you know, say, you know, put your phone in the little locked pouch during the show, which is ironic because you have to bring it into the show to actually get in because there's no such thing as a paper ticket anymore. But where would you like to see phones banned? Or at least some rules on phones. Like, you know, where is a phone not necessary? Comedy shows are a big one right now because people, you know, stand-up comedians, they go, they get material for their big televised event. They don't want those jokes getting out, right? Chris Rock didn't want any of his jokes getting out before the Netflix special. Ruins the show if you know the jokes that are coming. So those are the three questions. 803-0930, star 930. Looking at the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone said, graduating in the 1980s, I'm glad there weren't smartphones. You know what? To be fair, as much as there's certain events in the past that I would like to see through the perspective of today's technology, I'm glad we didn't have smartphones when I was in high school either. I think it would have been a completely different experience. You know, like I said, I didn't have my own cell phone until I was, what, 16 or 17. I had a job. So I think it was 17. I finally got my Virgin wireless pay-as-you-go phone. And that was just a brick phone. That wasn't a smartphone. But no, I mean, a lot of my favorite memories have nothing to do with technology. And that's great. That's the way it should be. And I hope that's how it is 16 years later. That people aren't, you know, just depending on their phone and their computers for their memories. But to that point, there's a lot of stuff I wish I had pictures of, I had videos of from when I was in high school. I wish I had the pictures on my smartphone, not the disposable camera that I had purchased at Rite Aid, right? I wish I had. So I guess it can go both ways. 803-0930, star 930. Now, another one on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Joe, we're not the only ones here. And like I said, I believe there's other life somewhere in the universe, right? I don't think we're the only living beings in the universe. I have a problem thinking that extraterrestrials have visited Earth, but all of a sudden, once we had vast technology, all of a sudden, once we had, you know, cameras in everyone's pocket, they decided, you know what, let's stop going down to Earth. Let's stop visiting Earth. I fail to believe that. You know, unless they're hiding in the only parts of the Earth that don't have our current technology. But that's just me. That's just how I view things. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy listening to the stories on Coast to Coast and people's accounts of UFOs and extraterrestrials. I just, with technology advancing every day and the stuff we've discovered with technology, I just find it very hard to believe that these extraterrestrials decided, oh, they have smartphones now, let's stop visiting. They have Ring cameras now, let's stop going on these trips to planet Earth. But maybe one day I'll be proven wrong. I mean, it is 2023. There have been thousands of years before us, right? Thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. Do you believe it's going to be in your lifetime that we actually discover life somewhere else? Because I don't. But I know there are people who, they swear by that, before they leave this earth, an extraterrestrial will make contact. 803-0930, star 930. Someone said, I would like to see the assembly of the Statue of Liberty with today's technology. Can you imagine how that thing was built? Now, that would be awesome. to be able to see that video on YouTube of how it's going up. Now, there's, you know, pictures of it disassembled before being sent over here. But a crystal clear HD video on someone's phone, that would be a really cool perspective. I agree, Texter. I think it's something that we all think of, right? I think we've all gone back in time in our minds and thought, wow, could you imagine them? I've heard these conversations. Could you imagine if we had smartphones then? You know? Could you imagine if at that time we had a smartphone in our pocket? Oh my gosh, the things we would have on that phone. Maybe that's how I should address the question for the last 10 minutes here. Is there a time in your life you wish you had the technology today? Let's say your smartphone. You wish you had your smartphone because, man, I would have liked to have a picture of blank. Don't take that out of context, Josh. I wish I had a picture of blank. Oh, I wish we had a smartphone then so I could take a video of blank. Anyone out there? Is it just me? Like I said, I'm glad we didn't have smartphones when I was in high school because I wouldn't want anything to change of my teenage years. But there are certain things I wish I had a picture of. There were certain times stuff happened and I wish I had an account of it on more than a disposable camera or not at all. 803-0930-star-930. Is there a moment in your life you wish you could go back and take a picture of? And maybe you have a grainy picture from a disposable camera, or you don't have a picture at all. You know what I mean? Let's go to Bob in Wheatfield. Bob, what is your time you wish you had a smartphone?
Well, I don't know if I could have used it, but it would have been interesting to see the picture of this. I was in a lesson with an instructor for my pilot's license, and I had a hood on because I was doing, had to have some instrument training to get your license, and just maybe 6 hours of it for a private pilot's license. And we were out over Grand Island, and those radio towers, you've seen them probably over Grand Island?
Yeah.
We were up above those, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 feet. And he brought the plane up and told me to climb, so I took it up. And we had such a steep climb on it that it began to lose power, you know what I mean? They have a stall warning button on it when you get below a certain airspeed that tells you that you're going to drop if you don't level out. So I heard the stall warning button come on, and I noticed on the instrument panel the artificial horizon told me that I was leaning to the right. Well, in my head, I'd read about this before, but I never really experienced it. In my head, I felt like I was tipping to the left. So, being a student and inexperienced, when we started to drop, he says, "Now take over." And when I took over, of course, because I thought we were turning left, I turned right. And when I turned right, the airspeed increased very fast. I could hear the wind over the side of the plane, and their altimeters turning around pretty quickly. We're losing altitude. And he says, "Now take your hood off." And when I looked out, we were headed straight down towards the ground over those radio towers. I could see the radio towers. And the point is, I got in some bad weather up around Plattsburgh a couple years ago. And when I survived that, it's because I remembered that incident and I didn't trust my ears. I trusted the instruments on the dashboard.
Wow.
And for altitude and so on, airspeed and everything. So saved my life that way.
Oh my gosh. Bob, that must have been, you know, I mean, obviously you remember it every day, but what an incident that must have been to be living through at the time.
Yeah. Well, the instructor just very calmly says, "Now recover." Of course, he would have if I didn't, but of course, I did recover correctly, and it's just I didn't think too much of it afterwards, you know. I mean, I
was an experience that I'll remember forever. But when I got stuck in that bad weather up around Messina and Ogdensburg and along the St. Lawrence Seaway, and it was after dark and it was cloudy, I was stuck in the clouds. And so anyways, I followed my instruments exactly like I should and got back to Watertown and back to Rochester safely. But I did a lot of praying and a little bit of sweating, too.
For sure. Hey, Bob, we're glad you made it, and we're glad you shared that story with us, Bob, in Wheatfield. Let's go to Joe in Cheektowaga on the other question we have with, have we been visited by extraterrestrials? Joe, you think we have?
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
All right. Yeah, I definitely believe we've been visited by ETs, and I think a bunch of people today on Earth are actually in contact with ETs. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this guy, but it's a man named Dr. Stephen Greer. And he is one of the world experts in ETs and UFO technology and a lot of what's called quantum zero point or quantum vacuum technologies and things like that. And he's briefed every presidential administration since the Clinton era on the existence of all these beings and craft and everything else that really after World War II, the alien ET phenomena kind of took off because we detonated the atomic bombs. And what that did was it kind of sent these subatomic particles through space-time, like faster than the speed of light. And it kind of, these ETs from wherever they are, they sensed this disturbance. And that's why this phenomenon has increased. But I advise anyone to check them out. I don't know if anyone who knows who Danica Patrick is. He just had a podcast with her on her YouTube channel. Or Sean Ryan, who's a former Navy SEAL, he has a podcast on YouTube, and Dr. Greer has done an interview on both their channels recently, and he has a free documentary on Amazon Prime called Unacknowledged, and I mean, he's got the documents to back it up. He's got hundreds and hundreds of whistleblowers, top government officials who have either been in the room and seen a lot of these alien technologies or biological entities. And these people aren't just, you know, fringe individuals. They had top secret clearances and people high up in the government. It basically goes on to say that we have technologies that exist today that could absolutely end world poverty and hunger. It's called zero point quantum energy, where there would be no need for any sort of natural resources or fossil fuels. That is something that Nikola Tesla kind of invented back in the day. But he kind of had the idea of it, but it was never mastered up until like the mid-50s, really, when these top scientists and certain deep black shadow projects kind of mastered it, and they've recreated alien technology vehicles. So a lot of UFOs that people see are actually man-made, but they have mastered this anti-gravity zero-point quantum energy field that all surrounds us, and they're sitting on this is probably the biggest kept secret ever. Because it would actually bring a world peace and harmony. But the profiteers, they want us fighting, they want constant war, and they want to be able to just, you know, profit off of people suffering and stuff like that. And of course, the hundreds of trillions of dollars in the fossil fuel industry. So I know there's a lot of stuff there, but I absolutely believe that people today contact ETs through consciousness, because that's how they communicate and that's how they travel, through consciousness in higher dimensions.
Joe, interesting stuff. We'll have to check all that out. I appreciate the call, Joe in Cheektowaga. We'll end that. I thought the biggest kept secret was Area 51 and Independence Day. When did you ever see Independence Day, Josh? Wow, you are missing out, my friend. Well, I will definitely go. I've always said I like to check stuff like that out. I'll definitely listen to those podcasts. If it's a free documentary, I'll check that out. It's interesting. And like I said, I'm always willing to hear what's out there. Now, we can debate if extraterrestrials have visited the Earth, but it's spring and ticks are visiting our backyards. We're going to talk about that when we come back on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.